This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESV Sports.
Okay, welcome back to Allegheny Limestone, where we're at the 6th Annual Joe DiCerbo Holiday Showcase. This is James Patrick along with Jason Nuzzo. Today's starting lineups for your Bradford Owls is going to be Adam Ward, Talon Reese, Jake France, Chase Weinberg, and Brendan Warner. Starting for the Wellsville team will be Coburn, Brockway, Howard, Vogel, and Green.
Number 22, Cameron Dodd.
Player introductions number taking place right now.
Jace Dunsmore.
Yeah, in fact, I think they're not acknowledging all the players before they announce the starters.
Oh,
there they go.
Yep. This is a very sportsmanship type event. The previous game was a girls' game, and they gave out two sportsmanship awards and an MVP for each team.
Yep. Yeah, nice win by the Otto Elder Lady Terrors over the Olean Huskies.
Yep, so. They've got a nice squad.
Yep.
Both the girls and boys.
Yeah. I think that was their sixth win in a row, so they're starting to find their groove.
The Lions are led by head coach Tom Muscat.
So they're just finishing up the Wellsville Lions right now, and now we're going to get the introduction for the Owls, who are the home team this afternoon.
And now the home team, the Owls from Bradford.
So this morning they had a shoot around. Coach Bernardi got them up early. Not sure how all that went. But, after a great game last night, I'm sure the vibe is strong. So,
yeah. Looking forward to today and carrying that momentum into the meat of the schedule, which is upcoming.
Yeah. Yeah, as soon as we flip that calendar. Well, we go to Warren, I think, on the 3rd, so rematch with them right away. And then I think on the 5th, we have St. Mary's at home to kind of get the league season rolling, even though we already had that first game against Punxsie.
Yep. Couple more players here to go. Oh, we're still. We're right on time.
And the junior, number 23, Talon Reese.
Boy, trying to find a schedule for this tournament is like.
And I know. And the first gentleman I talked to yesterday had it laid out minute by minute, but I have not seen that, what he had in his hand since.
And they have stayed on time for the most part.
But. Yep. The officials for today's contest. The referee, Bill Walsh.
But again, what you say, like you said, a wonderful event that benefits the student athletes.
Yep.
You know, who doesn't love basketball this time of year? And if you're a local basketball junkie, why wouldn't you be here? But,
yeah.
The scholarships that they offer to the kids and the recognition of sportsmanship and MVP is just terrific.
So we're about ready to get things underway. Chase Weinberg's going to jump against. If that guy turns his back to me, that's Howard for Wellsville. And the ball goes out of bounds and will be possessed by Wellsville. Kind of a strange start.
Yeah.
Okay. Wellsville's got the ball. Owls in a man-to-man defense. Around the perimeter, down low, back out, three-point line. Around, all the way around, back to the center. And once again, in New York State, we are operating on a 35-second shot clock. I'll say that on the first possession as we approach 10 seconds left on the shot clock. And there's a nice move by Coburn. It goes in and out, rebounded by your Owls. So Jake France has the ball, works it around to Warner, over to Reese, back to France. France is going to take a three. It's off the mark. Rebounded by Adam Ward. Passes it to Weinberg. Adam's strong on them boards all the time.
Yep.
Talon Reese from the corner, and that's off the mark. Rebounded by Wellsville.
I think we got an injury on a Wellsville player. So, quick whistle there. I wasn't sure. Actually, it happened under the corner of the court we can't see.
Number 3, Carson Grover.
But, they're going to bring in Carson Grover. Something happened there to Vogel, I believe. He had to come off the floor.
Okay, Wellsville ball. We're still scoreless. 1 minute into the game. A little pressure by the Owls here. About three-quarter court. Wellsville gets it across the timeline. Double team in the corner. he stepped out of bounds, so the pressure by the defense created a turnover.
Yeah, great pressure by Franz on the sideline, forced the Wellsville player out of bounds.
Here come the Owls. Warner bringing it up court. Reese to France, top of the key. Down into the lane. Talon Reese kicks it back out to Warner. Warner drives, and it goes off a foot of the Wellsville player. Trying to get it down low to Chase Weinberg.
Now, I think it's important to remember, as well as we played last night, you're not going to recapture that night after night. Just come out, get a good start.
Weinberg from the free throw line, in and out, rebounded by Wellsville. So we remain scoreless, 6.5 minutes left in the first. Long three for Wellsville, off the mark. And that foul, it looks like, is going to be on, well, I thought they were going to call it on Bradford.
I wonder if it hit the wire, JP.
I bet it did. It hit the wire.
Because I thought, you, that it was going to be a foul, and it wasn't. So I bet you, I wonder, it was a brick, and it hit the,
yep.
You know, went up pretty high. So,
okay. Owls possession. Talon Reese. Jake France in the corner. Down low to Warner. Back out to Jake. Jake drives in a little bit. Cut off by the Wellsville defender. Talon Reese drives all the way. Forces up a shot a little bit too hard. And rebounded by Wellsville, and a foul.
No, we got a timeout by Wellsville.
We have a timeout by Wellsville. Owls were pressuring the ball, so
Wellsville calls a
30-second timeout. And since we didn't get that quickly, we're going to stay right here this time.
Okay.
It's kind of a slow start, Jason.
Yeah, a slow start. Again, we scored so frequently, and we were on – I don't know what our shooting percentage was last night, but, again, that's hard to recreate night after night after night. So, you know, as much as we'd like to come in here and say, you know, hey, Olean beat Wellsville, and we should beat them by – you know, that is not the formula every time.
Yep.
So, and hopefully that's not the mindset of our guys.
I know.
They got to – you know, they got to come out. They got to do their thing. They got to play like they did yesterday. Opportunities will happen.
Yep. We scored 20 points in the first quarter last night. So the Owls three-quarter press, and there's a hand. Weinberg gets a hand on it, and it's a scrum for the ball. Adam Ward picks up the dirty laundry and lays it in.
Adam Ward.
And the Owls take a 2-0 lead. Three-quarter pressure again. Good hands that last time by Weinberg. Created the turnover. Okay. Wellsville with the ball, top of the key. Weinberg breaks up the pass, and Reese comes away with it. And Reese is going to take it coast to coast, and he's fouled by Howard. That'll be his first and the team's first. Reese will be at the line for two.
So we haven't found the bucket like we did last night, but we are creating turnovers. The pressure's there. The fast break opportunities, points off turnovers, you know, that'll come. We just got to stay active.
And the first free throw by Reese is good. So your Owls lead 3-0, 5 minutes left in the first quarter. And the second one is off the mark, rebounded by Howard for Wellsville. And there's almost another steal. Adam Ward tries to intercept a pass. It goes out of bounds off of him. Wellsville will retain possession. Little bit of pressure. Try to get in those hands. Oh, there's a drive all the way to the hoop for Wellsville and lays it in. That is Vogel for Wellsville's first two of the game.
So whatever issue he was dealing with that he had to come out with that injury, he's back out on the floor.
Nice move there by Warner, but it goes off the rim. Rebounded by Wellsville. So the Owls, and there's a pass down low to Howard. And that, Wellsville takes the 4-3 lead.
I'll tell you, Wellsville handles the press better, and they're more physical than Olean.
Warner off the mark from three. Wellsville comes away with a rebound. There's another long three, and it's good. That's Brockway.
Two-pointer.
Oh, is his foot on the line?
He must have been on the line.
So, Wellsville all of a sudden has woken up. See if your Owls can respond here. They're down 6-3. Jake France out to Warner, open for three, and that's off the mark. Going to go out of bounds off Weinberg, who almost had the rebound. So Wellsville's going to gain possession with a 6-3 lead. 3:45 left in the first.
So as well as and as hot as we were last night to start the game, we're a little chilly right now.
Yep. Pressure on the ball again. Weinberg gets a hand on it. They break the timeline. Oh, Adam Ward looked like a good steal, but he must have got the arm. So, that'll be Adam's first foul and the team's first foul. Once again, 6-3 Wellsville here in the opening minutes. Working it around the outside. There's a nice move. And one too many steps. So the Owls are going to gain possession. Yeah. Down 6-3.
Yeah, he tried a Euro step, and his Euro step turned into a Euro into Asia step.
So here comes Jake France across the timeline. Hands it off to Talon Reese. Talon to Warner. Warner makes a move and back out to Reese. Reese with a 10-footer, and he nails it. Nice shot there by Talon.
Good job, yep.
So the Owls trail by 1, 6-5. 3 minutes left in the first quarter. Once again, pressure on the ball, and it creates a turnover. I've got to wait and see what we got. I believe we got a foul on number 3, Wellsville, Grover.
So they're starting to have a little more trouble, Wellsville, is with that pressure. It's like a 1-2-2-3 quarter court press where we're trapping just across the timeline, creating some turnovers.
Yeah, in those hands in the passing lanes, as you spoke of yesterday.
Yep. Little miscommunication there with Talon as he thought he'd be handing it off to Boo, and Boo wasn't there, and out of bounds it went. But yeah, Chase is at the top of this press, very long, very lanky, and really disrupts passing lanes.
So Wellsville does break the pressure this time. There's a spinning move. Power move by number 33, Green. He lays it in. So Wellsville takes an 8-5 lead. Adam Ward in the corner, down low to Weinberg. Weinberg with a nice move, and then he kicks it out to France. France misses the three. Rebounded by Wellsville. And they're off and running this time. Owls back on defense. And there's a lay-in by Grover. Grover, who appeared to have an ankle injury early, came off the floor, and now he's moving rather well. Owls moving the ball around. They trail 10-5 in the early going. Adam Ward over to Reese. Reese fakes a three. Back to Weinberg. Weinberg to Reese. Reese puts up a three, and it's off the mark. Rebounded by Wellsville. So Wellsville's defense is getting stingy. And there's a dribble off a foot, and the Owls come away with it. Reese, France, out in three-point territory. France goes all the way to the bucket. Oh, and a little too hard. He had a great move there, and just a little too hard off the glass.
Well, 1 minute to go. Owls are a little kind of sleepwalking right now, but a turnover by Wellsville leads to a jump ball situation, and it's going to be Bradford ball with 54 seconds left in the first.
Trailing 10-5, the Owls are.
Wellsville substitution. Number 12, Tyler Vogel.
Well, let's see if we can close out this quarter on a strong note. Get a little momentum going in the second quarter.
Jake France with the ball, double teamed. Reese back to Jake. Back to Reese, way across court to Warner. Adam Ward in the corner, nice move. Kicks it out to an open France who gets fouled near the foul line. That one is on number five, Howard.
Number five.
That's his second, and the team's third.
I'm trying to identify what they're doing here, Wellsville. Looks like a man.
And there's a steal on the inbound pass by Grover, and he lays it in, and it's a 12-5 lead for Wellsville.
21 seconds to go in the quarter.
Wellsville is a slow start for both teams, and then Wellsville woke up before we did.
Yeah, we still have it.
So, 7 seconds left on the clock. Owls working it around the outside. 3 seconds. Drive by France. It's blocked, and Wellsville gets the rebound. So that's the end of the first quarter with the Wellsville
Lions
leading your Bradford Owls 12-5. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
This is Bradford Owls High School Basketball on WESB Sports. AM 1490 and B107.5 FM. WESB, Bradford. Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports, AM 1490 and B107.5. This is your season ticket. WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
With the Joe DiCerbo holiday showcase, we'll call it. Your Bradford Owls were outscored 12-5 in the first quarter. As we've said, they kind of came out low. We were hoping they'd carry over some of that momentum from last night, but not yet.
Well, and you know, I don't know the mindset of the kids, but you know, kids are kids, and if they're looking at you know how well they handled Olean last night, and this team hasn't won a game all year, and Olean beat them the other night, you know, it could be just kind of a lax effort to start the game, and Wellsville's here to play.
Yep. Wellsville's in possession, start the second quarter. There's a three ball off the mark, rebounded by Wellsville, and stolen away, well, stolen by Weinberg, and then stolen away by someone, and then back stolen away by Weinberg. So your Owls possess the ball. Down low to Reese. Reese with a double move, and then a pass to an open Weinberg, who lays it in, tried to draw the foul, may have drawn the foul, but it wasn't called. So your Owls cut the lead to 12-7. Good ball movement that time down the court.
Wellsville's very deliberate in their offense. You know, they'll use as much of that shot clock as they can.
Yep. And there's an errant pass. It'll be Owls' ball.
Now, that last offensive possession, Talon made a nice drive to the basket. Defense collapsed on him, and he found an open chase.
And Daniel Marasco is coming into the game for Talon Reese.
Bradford substitution number 33, Daniel Marasco. Wellsville substitution number 3, Carson Grover.
Both teams making some substitutions here.
Owls inbound the ball. Trailing 12-7. Weinberg to Ward. Ward up top to France. Over to Warner, back to France. Quick ball movement. France takes a three. It's short. Daniel Marasco already making his presence known. Comes away with the board. France again setting up the play. Hands it off to Adam Ward. Nice pick by Daniel Marasco. Weinberg, still 15 seconds on the clock. France, Ward thought about it. Back to France, down low to Weinberg. Well, Weinberg was fighting. I think they called him for a travel.
I think they did too.
They collapsed on Weinberg that time, two or three of them.
Yep. Yep, trying to run through our motion offense and just trying to find an open look, but this Wellsville team's aggressive on the defensive end.
And there's a pass down low to Howard, who lays it in. A good movement by Wellsville. 14-7, Wellsville lead. Marasco, France. France at the top, setting up a play. France drives, passes it to Weinberg, who is fouled.
Yeah, Jake and Chase were trying to run a little pick-and-roll action there, and after setting the pick for Jake, Chase rolled to the hoop where he was able to draw a foul.
So, Owls are inbounding under their own basket, and there's a almost steal tip. Did it go back in that? Oh, I thought it went back in that corner again.
Oh, boy.
So, the ball goes off of Wellsville, and your Owls stick with possession. France. Inbound, deep to Weinberg. Weinberg dropped. Did a little dipsy-do, and it went off his foot and out of bounds. Three-quarter pressure again by the Owls. That forced an errant pass. Good pressure.
Well, and the Wellsville kid picked it up right at the center line, you know, and that is just dangerous.
That's working against you, an extra defender.
Yep.
So the Owls trail 14-7, 5.5 to go in the half. France takes a little look. Weinberg at the foul line, short, and Wellsville gets the rebound and takes a timeout. So your Owls trail 14-7.
Wellsville calls a full timeout.
Oh, that's a full timeout. So we're going to take a break. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports. B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back to Owls Basketball from Allegheny Limestone in Allegheny, New York. Joe DiCerbo Holiday Showcase, Day 2. Wellsville's going to have possession with a 14-7 lead with 5 minutes to go in the first half. Pressure by the Owls, and there's they did it again. They created a bad pass. Marcus Twilliger has checked into the game. So you've got, Marasco, nice feed. Oh, Chase too hard off the glass. Good ball movement there to an open Weinberg underneath, but he went too hard. And there's a really nice move and a foul. Howard lays it in, and a foul called on Adam Ward. Weinberg, his first. I saw the one. I didn't see the two.
This Howard kid, he's a nice ball player. He's got some good size, quickness, and he can really get to the hoop.
And the free throw is good. So, 17-7, Wellsville has opened up. 10-point lead. 4.5 to go in the first half. There's a pass to Weinberg again. He goes a little soft off the glass that time, but he is fouled. So he'll go to the line for two.
And, for as many shots as Chase hit early on in yesterday's game to give us that great start, he's struggling to finish those bunnies at the basket. But he is at the free throw line for two shots.
And the first one is good. So in the game for your Owls, Twilliger, France, Weinberg, Marasco, and Reese. Second free throw is up and good. So the Owls cut the lead 17-9. A little bit of pressure. Wellsville breaks through it. They're going to take a three, and that's going to get stuck in the rim. Possession arrow comes back to Bradford.
Yep.
I think we need a band or something to wake everybody
Boy,
up here.
It's too early on a Saturday.
Nice shot there by Weinberg, about a 10-foot jumper from the baseline. So the Owls cut the lead 17-11. And they're, almost a created turnover. Wellsville gets the loose ball. Marcus Terwilliger on the defense. There we go. Yeah. Created a turnover there. Oh, long pass. Yell's a little bit sloppy with it. Little bit sloppy with it. And someone called a timeout.
Bradford calls a
30-second timeout. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back. James Patrick along with Jason Nuzzo here at the Joe DiCerbo Holiday Showcase. Owls are going to inbound, trailing by six. 3:35 to go in the first half. Marasco to Terwilliger. Boy, pesky defense by Wellsville. Reese for a long three, and he nails it. So the Owls have cut... They've cut a 10-point lead down to a 3-point lead in a nice little run here. Fortunate bounce there for Wellsville. Errant pass went right to another player. Owls in man-to-man defense. Marasco on the ball. We're down to 5 seconds on the clock, and there's the shot. Reese gets the rebound, and he falls down, and they call a travel. So,
well, he fell to the ground because he got a help from a guy in a black jersey. Good work by Talon. It's an unfortunate call.
So Wellsville gets it in to the lane. That's Howard. Down low to Howard again, who... Works, tries to get a shot off, and he is fouled.
Yeah, there's a concerted effort by Wellsville to get that ball into Howard. Howard and Chase being the two big guys, and there's quite a battle. Chase trying to hold his ground, and Howard drew the foul. Now Chase picks up two, and again, the slippery slope of the let him in for potentially a third.
Yep, Howard nails the first free throw.
Substitution number four.
And here comes Armstrong off the bench for Weinberg. If you were with us yesterday, Chase got his third foul just before the half, and that was not good. And then the second free throw is off the mark, but Wellsville gets the offensive board and gets a shot off, but the Owls fight for the rebound. Terwilliger comes away with it. 18-14, Wellsville lead. Here comes Armstrong driving the baseline. Gets it back out to Terwilliger. Kicks it to Armstrong for three. And boy, Armstrong just nails it right off the bench.
Big bucket off the bench for Nasir.
And the Owls cut a 10-point lead down to a 1-point lead. Very nice. Wellsville take a long three of their own. It's too long, but rebounded by Howard. Howard is strong underneath, puts it back in.
Well, and nobody boxed him out, so that makes it kind of easy.
And there's a charging call on Talon Reese. That'll be his first foul. He drove the baseline and then tried to dish it off. Ran a guy over.
That's his first. Team's third.
Here comes Warner in for Daniel Marasco.
Good minutes from Danny.
Yes, contributed right as soon as he got in there. All of them have. Terwilliger and Armstrong as well. Looks like the Warren Dragons walking into the gymnasium right now. So pressure. Terwilliger gets a hand on it, but Wellsville maintains possession. Warner, France, Reese, Terwilliger, and Armstrong for your Owls. And there's a foul on Armstrong as they worked it down low. His first, team's fourth.
Yeah, Nazir was a little late beating his opponent to the spot. And when he got there, kid drew the shooting foul.
So Green is going to shoot two. First one's up and good.
Substitution, number one, Adam Ward.
Adam Ward back into the game for Marcus Terwilliger. Second free throw is up and off the mark, rebounded by Reese. Outlet to France. Going fast, France all the way. And they call a foul on Coburn, his second. Three guys collapsed on France, and he still got a shot of some sort off.
I think they're calling it on the floor, though, JP. I think on the drive,
yep,
he got a forearm. So,
Owls are going to inbound under their own basket. Warner for three. And there we go. Chase Warner. Brendan Warner. Oh, his mom and dad will just punch me. Anyways. So Warner's on, he was on fire last night. And a long three for Wellsville, and it's in. That's Brockway.
50 seconds left.
24-20 Wellsville lead. Jake France takes a three, and he nails it. So everybody's waking up right now. 38 seconds left in the first half. We got a one-point ball game. Pressure on the ball near half court, and a foul called on the Owls. And that may be Adam Ward. It is.
Brantford foul, charge number one, Adam Ward.
That's his second.
Personal. Team's fifth in the quarter.
The fifth foul puts the Lions at the line for two shots. I saw that Wellsville coach earlier in the hallway. I think he's a seven-footer.
Yeah.
We can't tell from up here, but he's real close to 7 feet tall. First one was missed. Second one is up and in. So 22 seconds to go in the first half. Owls trail by two with possession. Reese out to France. France for three, and he nails it. The Owls take a one-point lead. Their first, well, they had a 2-0 lead. Their first since then. Oh, a long shot past half court goes off the rim for Wellsville. So we'll get some numbers here together. Your halftime score, your Bradford Owls 26, Wellsville Lions 25. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports, AM 1490 and B107.5 FM, is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons and Dexter's Service & Collision. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM and AM 1490, WESB Bradford. It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store. Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. and Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports. B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
And welcome back to halftime of the day two of the 6th Annual Joe DiCerbo Holiday Showcase. Here from Allegheny Limestone, your Bradford Owls currently lead Wellsville Lions 26-25. Jason, we were hoping for a quicker start, and because of what we witnessed yesterday, but like you said, it's just not turn it on, turn it off.
Yeah, I mean, you hope for a repeat performance, especially as well as we played. I would say the one Achilles heel that we seem to have from game to game is some inconsistency on the offensive end. And towards the end there, things started to heat up, you know, for us a little bit. But, let's see how we come out here at halftime. And, hopefully, we can find that energy again.
Yeah, the Owls fell down 17-7 at one point, trailed by 10, and they've now taken a one-point lead into the half. So the leading scorers for your Owls, actually three scorers with 6 points. Reese, France, and Weinberg all have six. Brendan Warner has three, Armstrong three, and Adam Ward with two. So balanced scoring across to, what, one, two, three, six guys. Jake France has hit two threes, and Brendan Warner has hit 1 3. And for the other side, Howard has been a power down low. He's got 10 points, Brockway with five, Grover with five, and Green with three.
One thing I've noticed, JP, from what I'm keeping track of, rebounds. Last night we were cleaning up the glass, and we don't have that. I mean, we don't have anybody more than two rebounds, according to what I've been keeping track of, whereas Howard's got four, Green's got three, Brockway's got two for them. So right now they're beating us on the glass.
Yep. So the whole game started very slow, no scoring the first 3 minutes or so, and then Wellsville caught fire, took a 12-5 lead after the first quarter, built that to 17-7. The Owls were chipping away since then and took the lead right there at the end of the half, 26-25. So we're going to take a quick break back to the station, and we'll be back for second half action. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store. Honesty and integrity go hand in hand. Al Dexter and his team has provided complete car care, serving the community since 1986. Dexter's offers complete automotive service and repair on all domestic and import vehicles. From the basics like a PA state inspection and oil changes to complete collision repair and frame straightening, let Dexter's Service and Collision professionals do it right. Dexter's Service and Collision, 156 West Washington Street. Call Dexter's and let them do it right.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports. B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
W298 CM Bradford.
This is your season ticket. WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Okay, welcome back to the 6th Annual Joe DiCerbo Holiday Showcase. About to get the second half underway. I did fail to mention really no foul trouble to speak of. The Owls have two players with two fouls each. Adam Ward and Chase Weinberg, and Wellsville has two players with two fouls as well. So Wellsville has possession here, down by one to start the second half. Owls, man-to-man defense. picked up his dribble and almost created a turnover. Drive down the lane, an extra step. Yes. The officials were a little, conflicting, I guess. But they got it right. An extra step there by Wellsville. So the Owls with possession. Talon Reese to Warner. Warner down to the corner for Adam Ward. He gets it into the lane to Reese. Reese looks back to Ward, who off the rim twice and rebounded by Howard for Wellsville. Good defense on the ball by Adam Ward. Wellsville works it around the outside. Nothing open for him so far. And there's almost strong move by Howard. And he draws a foul on Weinberg.
What they need to do, again, like I said in the first half, it's a concerted effort by Wellsville to get the ball to Howard on the low block with Chase on him. So Bradford needs to somehow double down, collapse down, so that he can get some help and not draw another foul.
First free throw is up and no good. Yeah, that's three fouls on Chase, so nobody's at the scorer table, so he's not coming out right now. Second free throw is up and short. Long rebound to Reese. So no scoring here in the third quarter yet. The Owls still lead 26-25. Around the outside, Weinberg in the corner. Reese looks for someone down low. Nothing there. Out to Warner, who continues his three-point. We won't call it a barrage, but last night it was.
It was last night, yeah. Let's hope he's warming up.
Yeah. Owls out to a four-point lead. Strong move by Howard. Howard lays it in. Two-point lead for the Owls. Six minutes, 5 seconds to go in the third. There's a floater by France off the mark. Tipped out to Warner. Warner thinks about a 3.5-point shot. Down low to Weinberg, who has an errant shot. And
I think we're going to get a foul on Boo.
Yep. Yep. Warner goes up over top of a defender for a rebound. That's the Owls' second foul for the third quarter.
So Danny Marasco just checked in for Chase.
Okay.
And that's big on a couple fronts. One is because that puts Jake France at the top of the press, and he's not nearly as long. That also gives Howard somebody else to have to guard him.
Yep. Oh, there's a steal takeaway by France off and running. He pulls up for a three off the mark. Daniel Marasco, another big rebound. Oh, and he almost throws it away. Gets it back to Jake. So a couple things there. Nice steal by Jake, and Daniel strong on the boards. Owls set up with 17 seconds left. There goes Warner. Oh, it's off the front and back. Adam Ward with a strong rebound, and he's fouled.
You know, when I was a kid, there was a guy that played for the Detroit Pistons, Vinny Johnson. They called him the microwave. He was either hot or he was not. And last night, we were hot. Tonight, not so much.
I was more than a kid when you were a kid. So that's showing me how old I am.
Well, you remember those Piston teams.
I do. Bad boys. So, rebound, another rebound for Daniel Marasco. He seems to be the man for the rebounds right now. Owls work the ball around. Reese with a spin move, and they call a travel. One too many spins. So the Owls have a two-point lead. 4:47 to go in the third. Three-quarter court pressure on the ball. Which leads to a open three for Wellsville, and he nails it.
Three, Aiden Calburn.
Calburn with a three. And Wellsville takes the lead by a point. Talon Reese with the ball. Reese to France. France drives in, lays it to Daniel Marasco open, who lays it in. Nice ball movement. And Marasco's on the scoreboard. Very good. Oh, quick hands by Ward there. Almost creates a turnover. Wellsville moving the ball well. Owls with a one-point lead. There goes Adam Ward with a steal. You can see that one, and he went down and laid it in. Nice steal and layup by Adam Ward there. He had just missed one earlier. He got that one. There's a drive for Wellsville for Grover, who lays it in. Owls still with the one-point lead in possession. 3:29 to go in the third. Worked it all the way around. Marasco in the corner. Ward, Reese, France, Warner. Down low to Adam Ward. Kicks it out to Reese for a three. Oh, and it's short. I think there's a foul there on Adam Ward. That'll be his third.
Yeah, it's difficult to tell sometimes what the fouls are or who they're on. These refs, I'm not criticizing them, but their mechanics aren't great. So it's difficult for us, as far away as we are, to tell what these calls are.
Yeah. So Adam was fighting for a rebound there, and he pushed a kid out of the way or something. Wellsville, pressure on the ball. They get it. Oh, nice no-look pass. No-look pass to number 33, Green, who lays it in. So Wellsville takes the one-point lead. We're seesawing back and forth with the lead here. Adam Ward down low to Dan Marasco, who is double and triple teamed. He gets fouled.
Well, it was good work to get the ball to Danny in the low post. I mean, we're content sometimes to just dribble around the outside, but we've got to use our posts to get the defense to collapse and create open opportunities.
Yep. There's a long pass inbound to Reese. Reese, top of the key, dribbling around, passes to Warner. Warner almost finds an opening there. Now Reese down the lane, kicks it out to Warner. Back to Adam Ward, Reese, France, all the way around the perimeter. France takes a long three, and it's off the mark. Rebounded by Wellsville. Wellsville with the possession and a one-point lead, 2:14 to go in the third quarter. And Grover, as well as being a down, or Howard, as well as being a down low threat, and there he is again. Howard. Howard started that play as the point guard and ends up laying it in underneath.
Yeah, we didn't rotate well either as the ball went into him. We've got to get some help in the paint with that kid.
Warner out to France. Ward. Reese down low to Marasco. Strong move by Marasco, and he gets fouled. Daniel quick to the hoop there.
Yeah, Danny strong, and that foul was on Howard, who's been guarding him since Chase came out. And nice take by Danny to draw that foul. Marcus Terwilliger now checking in to give Talon Reese a blow.
And that's three fouls on Howard. Don't know what Wellsville will choose to do there, but that's their big man. Daniel, first free throw, good. He now has 3 points on the game, and the Owls are within two. Daniel Marasco, second free throw, is up and good. Weinberg comes back in for Marasco. Looks like three-quarter court pressure. It's been common for the Owls this game. And they break the timeline. Shh. I'll tell you, Howard with a great move, a missed shot, his own rebound, and puts it back up and in.
Yeah, we don't have an answer for him.
Chase had to back off there, really, to not get his fourth foul a little bit. And then Chase goes strong to the hoop, and he's fouled.
Good take by Chase. He tried to respond in kind on our end, but a Wellsville guard reached in, grabbed him. Would have been nice to get that foul on Howard. That would have been number four on him.
That would be. It was three on Grover. I don't know how deep Wellsville goes into their bench. Weinberg hits the first free throw.
Number two.
And only got four guys, so.
Yeah.
Can't be too deep.
Second free throw up. Off the mark, rebounded by Grover. Or Howard. I don't know why I keep calling him Grover, but Howard. Pressure on the ball by the Owls. They break the timeline. Owls trail by two. 41 seconds to go in the third quarter. Good defense. Shot clock down to five. And there is Howard again with a fadeaway jumper. So, 4-point lead for Wellsville. 15 seconds to go. Adam Ward, wide open three. Banks it in. I'll give him a little trouble on that. I'll give him a little heat on that. I don't think he called the bank there. And there's some quick hands by Ward. And a creative behind-the-back shot from half court that almost looked good from up here. So that's the end of the third quarter with your Owls trailing the Wellsville Lions 40-39. This is Bradford Owls Basketball, WSB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to the 6th Annual Joe DiCerbo Holiday Showcase. Looks like we're going to have an exciting finish here, Jason.
Nip and tuck the whole game.
So the Owls came out of the half with a one-point lead, and now they trail by one after three. So it's going to be tight. Both teams have two players with three fouls. And looks like Wellsville is going to start with possession. No, Bradford's going to start with possession. So Bradford puts on the court to start the fourth. France, Reese, Weinberg, Ward, Warner. Your original starting five. Reese to France. To Weinberg, handed off to France. Tried a little one extra pass too many down to Weinberg down low, and quick hands for Wellsville gets it. Alley-oop there to Grover. Howard. Howard almost looked like it was almost a jam there. He was up near the rim. So Wellsville opens up a three-point lead.
I think the key to this last quarter is this Howard kid. What can we do to him?
Yeah.
You know, and what, you know, how is he going to disrupt our offense?
Weinberg. Long two off the mark. There's foul number four on Adam Ward, I believe. Nope.
Bradford foul, charge number 21, Chase Weinberg.
Oh.
This is his fourth personal.
I didn't think Chase was near that, but that's Chase's fourth foul there. With 7 minutes left in the game.
I think you got to ride him out.
I agree. So Wellsville breaks the, and there's an errant pass. It could be Owls basketball. So Wellsville leads 42-39, 6:54 to go in the game.
That's a helpful turnover right there, but you know, we'll just see if Chase plays differently now with four fouls, or if he, you know, if he stays aggressive, you know, we'll be okay. But just got to be careful.
Yeah.
If he doesn't, but if he picks it up, then we got to go to, you know, someone off the bench.
There's a nice pick and roll to Reese. Oh, he got the ball in. Thought it was a foul, but they called it travel.
That was, I did not agree with that call. I thought his feet were set.
So Wellsville with the ball and a three-point lead. There's Howard. Howard again. I don't know how many points he has, but it's mid-20s. Howard is every time down court. He's really dominating inside. And there's a foul on Howard, I believe.
Yeah. Good take by Chase.
Okay. So both big men have four fouls at this point.
Chase Whiteberg, two shots.
Owls trail by five. Chase with two shots. And the first one's off the mark.
Now, we shot our free throws pretty well last night, but free throws have been an issue, you know, for us in previous games. And when they're this tight, they're huge.
They are. Wellsville just pulled Howard out of the game with four fouls. So the Owls have an opportunity to not get beat up so bad by him, and Weinberg makes his second free throw. Four-point lead for Wellsville. They'll have to look for another way to score. That's a two off the mark, rebounded by Adam Ward. Here comes Jake France down the court, quick, behind the back. Hands it off to Reese. Reese, spin move, back to France. France fakes a guy. Foul line jumper is short. Rebounded by Wellsville. Wellsville's off and running with Coburn. That might be the fifth foul on Chase Weinberg. Trying to... Yep, that is Chase's fifth foul. So the Owls lose Chase Weinberg with 5:37 to go in the game.
Well, it didn't seem like it was much, but it was tough to tell.
Yeah, there were two guys on the player and dribbling by the sideline.
And they got the basket.
Line.
The basket was kind of right in the way, too.
Yep.
So.
Okay, so Daniel Marasco comes in for Chase. Daniel's done a great job. There's a shot for Wellsville off the mark. Rebounded by Adam Ward. I'll tell you, he's about the shortest kid out there, and he gets all the boards. Reese, nice move around his man, lays it in. So we're down to a two-point Wellsville lead, 5:14 to go. Looks like it's going to be a very exciting finish. I'll tell you, that was... That was almost an over and back again. They flirt with that line quite a bit. Bradford comes away with a rebound, and it's Owls possession. Adam Ward, and a foul. Adam Ward, they got him. They got him on the wrist, and he put a little jumper in, and that's a tie ball game with Adam Ward's and one will give the Owls a chance to take the lead.
And the Wellsville coach has seen enough. Mr. Howard is reentering the game.
He is, and I think the Owls need to pound it down low to Daniel and try to draw his fifth.
That wouldn't be a bad idea.
Adam Ward for the Owls lead, and it's in. So your Owls are back on top by one. 4:49 to go in the game. There you go. Nice turnover created. Reese to Ward. Ward lays it in.
Nice look by Talon.
Ward and France were on the double team. And Howard goes too hard off the glass. Rebounded by the Owls. Oh, and Jake France dribbled it off his leg. So going back a couple possessions because it all happened so quick. Well, we have a timeout.
Well, why don't we stay with it? Let's stay with it. We'll talk about those lists.
Okay.
We'll stay with it.
We will stay with it. So Adam Ward and Jake France pressured the ball near half court. They get an errant pass that's intercepted by Reese, who then Adams saw that coming, so he drives down to the basket. He's wide open for a layup. It was a beautiful play.
And then back down here on the other end, as Wellsville quickly inbounds the ball, tries to beat the press, Howard goes to the bucket, and there was a terrific challenge by Danny Marasco at the hoop. Shot was blocked, and Warner gets the ball, loose ball, rebound more or less. Up the floor we go. Great back and forth action.
Yep.
But, I always have a little bit of a spark now. So we'll see that. They've been able now to break the press, Wellsville has. They're moving it better than they did the first quarter. One thing they're doing is they're penetrating the basket. We don't have guys that are willing to step in and try to take a charge. Multiple times in my mind, I'm like, step in. And it's easier said than done because some guys aren't wired to do that. Some guys are.
I know. That Howard kid's solid.
Yeah, he is solid. And it's scary, but some kids, it's a gift to take a charge.
Oh, yeah.
And, if we could just sneak one of those in, that'd be terrific at this point in the game.
So the Owls erased a four-point deficit and have taken a three-point lead here rather quickly. Three-quarter pressure. They break it across the timeline, and they go all the way in, and that's on Adam Warden. That's his fourth foul.
But see, there again, they let him penetrate, and everybody's reaching and grabbing instead of somebody sliding across and stepping in and taking a charge.
So Wellsville with a chance to cut into the lead with two free throws here. First one's up and good.
Checking in for the Lions, number four, Cooper Brockway.
So it looks like the Wellsville coach might be doing some offense and defensive subbing, even with 4 minutes to go with Howard.
Yep.
Maybe to keep him out of foul trouble on the defensive end of the floor.
Second free throw's up and good. So your Owls lead by one. 4 minutes, 15 seconds to go in the game. Talon Reese brings it up. Jake France. Adam Ward. Ward back to Reese. Top of the key. Down low to Marasco. Back to Reese for an open three. Nails it.
Big shot.
Big shot, yes. The Owls are back to a four-point lead. Three-quarter pressure. Ooh, that looked like it might have been. Ooh. Wellsville coach calls timeout. They were getting flustered, and the Owls were pressing pretty hard. We're going to take a break. This is 30 seconds. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford. W298CM Bradford. This is your season ticket. WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
J.J. Howard.
Okay, we're back underway, and Howard lays up another reverse layup underneath. So we're down to a two-point lead for your Bradford Owls. Wide open jumper from the foul line for France, and it comes up short. Rebounded by Wellsville. Chance to tie the game or take the lead. Good defense by the Owls. Howard seems to always find a way to get open, though, and they've been hitting them on a regular basis. Howard, top of the key, takes a jumper. That's not his thing, it doesn't look like. So it's off the mark. The Owls run away quick. Then they bring it back and set it up. Here's Warner to Marasco. Back to Warner. Reese France in the corner. Down low to Marasco. Marasco, couple moves there. Lays it in and gets fouled. Strong move by Daniel. Very nice.
And it was a great, they got him the ball on the right side of the basket. Danny's left-handed, came across the lane, nice little left-handed hook, and a foul.
And, yeah, His form on his first two free throws today was absolutely perfect, so we'll see if he looks like a machine. And I say that, yep. And it goes off the rim.
The broadcaster jinx.
So, with 4-point lead for the Owls. Oh, almost. Quick hands by Reese. 2 minutes, 9 seconds to go in the game. 4-point lead for your Bradford Owls. Good pressure on the ball by Reese. Long ball. Howard. Well, they got Howard on a travel, and I'll tell you, Adam Ward just did exactly what you spoke of earlier. Stood in front of him and basically took the charge that wasn't called.
Right, but he had to step over Adam, and it created a travel.
Yes, so.
Thank goodness, you know, Adam stepped in.
So, 4-point lead with possession for your Bradford Owls. 1:52 to go. They may start to work some clock. I don't know, because there is a 25-second left on the shot clock.
Well, and then, I mean, it's okay to do that, but you still got to hit at the end, you know, because yeah. You're only up by four.
Nice drive by France. Lays
big,
it in.
Big.
Jake France for two.
Biggest lead of the night for the Owls at six, I believe, and it's a good time to have it.
I think you're right.
And that's an over and back.
There's been a few of those questionable over and backs that I think I've seen. Good defense by your Owls. Doing a couple things here. Burning up some clock. Here comes Howard. You're going to go all the way. And it's too strong, but it's rebounded. And Adam Ward has got his fifth foul and out of the game.
Bradford foul, charge to number one, Adam Ward. That's his fifth and his qualifying foul.
That hurts Adam.
He's played a heck of a game. Yep. You know, he had four rebounds tonight and assist to go along with, you know, the points that he scored. So, great game by Adam.
So, Marcus Twilliger is in the game for your Owls. Vogel at the line for two. And he makes them both. Okay, 54-50. Bradford leads with possession. 58 seconds to go in the game. Wellsville has three team fouls, so they've got one to give before they'd have to allow the Owls to shoot the free throws. Jake France breaks his guard to Williger in the corner. Daniel, we're down to 9 seconds.
Got to attack.
Okay, Warner, France. France takes a long three off the mark. Wellsville rebound, 28 seconds. Long outlet blocked by Jake France. Long outlet for a chance for a layup, although it would have been a little bit out of control. Jake jumped up and blocked it. So 24.3 to go. 4-point lead for the Owls. Wellsville's going to inbound under their basket. And they do inbound it successfully to Vogel. And immediately call timeout. So the Owls lead 54-52. It's a full timeout. So this is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Okay, welcome back. We started a little early here. The Owls got the ball in to Talon Reese, who was fouled. That's their one to give, as I had said earlier. So we've got an exciting last 20 seconds here, Jason.
Yeah, we do. Both teams four fouls apiece, so that will put us in the bonus on the next foul. Full court press from Wellsville.
Inbounded to Jake. Jake Francis fouled. So now it's a matter of hitting these free throws. They can salt away. Well, not this time down, but
Wellsville foul charge number three, Carson Grover. That's his.
In that overtime, I often refer to in Ridgeway, they were dead eye on their free throws, and it really salted away the victory. So Jake's got two here. First one's up and in.
Bingo.
3-point lead for your Owls, 18.5 to go. Second one is up. And it hits every part of the rim and goes in.
That's a big one for a 4-point lead.
4-point lead, 2-possession game. Owls just need to play solid defense here. Howard with the ball way out, 10 seconds. Long three, off the mark. There is the foul. Warner went hard for the rebound, and Howard fouls out. So Warner will be at the line for two. It looks like the Owls are going to come away with a victory.
Hard fought. You know, they weren't on their A game. A game was last night. Tonight, I won't give it a grade, but a win is a win.
It is. The boys will feel good about it. Successful weekend.
Absolutely.
There's France and Coach Benardi having a little moment there. So Warner hits a free throw. We often joke and say this isn't his range. He hits the second free throw also. He should shoot him from the three-point line. So 4 seconds to go. Long three for Wellsville. Off the mark. That is your final. Your Bradford Owls come away with a victory, 58-52. We'll tally up some stats and be right back with you in a few minutes. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports, AM 1490 and B107.5 FM, is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons and Dexter's Service & Collision. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM and AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Is your eyesight changing?
I can't read this anymore.
Don't lose hope. People just like you are working every day using Braille, screen magnification, speech technology, and other tools and blindness skills. Your eyesight may have changed, but your goals, they don't have to. We can help. Visit us on the web at blind.org. The National Federation of the Blind. Live the life you want.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
CT, MRI, and other radiology exams provide your doctor with important health information. While these exams are routine, they can also cause concern. Ease your fears by visiting radiologyinfo.org. You'll find over 200 descriptions of radiology procedures, exams, and treatments. Know what to expect and how to prepare by visiting radiologyinfo.org today. Produced by the Radiological Society of North America and the American College of Radiology.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
And welcome back to the 6th Annual Joe DiCerbo Holiday Showcase. James Patrick along with Jason Nuzzo. We watched the Owls complete their weekend with two victories. Nice win over Wellsville here, Jason.
Yeah, real nice win. I mean, it wasn't easy, and it's nice to watch them. You have to grind one out and, you know, rely on guys that you don't always have to rely on, you know, to dig that win out. But very, very nice win. And a great weekend.
Very impressed with Marcus Twilliger and Daniel Marasco. Daniel was, you know, Chase Weinberg's a really good ball player, and when he fouls out, you'd normally be in big trouble, but Daniel comes in and fills the hole well.
Well,
and he's in there before that as well.
Yeah, and excuse me for talking over you, but to be able to go to Marcus you know, if Adam Ward gets in trouble or if Boog gets in trouble, you know, I mean, you know, the, again, it's a luxury to have, you know, not just those two guys, but, you know, Armstrong or Collie or Stark, just to, you know, give these guys minutes if they need them. So, you know, kudos to all, you know, all 10 guys.
Yep. And you'll see that when I tell you this point scored. We're going to start with Wellsville. Very impressive game for this Howard kid. He's tough inside. He had 24 points for Wellsville, and we'll have his other stats a little bit later. Grover with 7, Vogel with 6, Coburn and Green with 5 apiece. And so that's all 5 of their starters, basically. And they had one other kid named Brockway. He had 5 points. Now watch this across the board for your Owls. Very, very evenly distributed tonight. Adam Ward with 12. Talon Reese with 11, Jake France with 10, Weinberg and Warner with 8 apiece, and Marasco with 6. Real nice, evenly distributed basketball. Adam Ward, a great all-around game, fouled out late. Chase Weinberg, always solid, fouled out. He was having a heck of a time with that Howard kid.
Well, and, you know, right on cue, J.J. Howard ended up being the MVP for Wellsville for the weekend. The tournament here, or the showcase here, likes to recognize a team MVP. He was clearly their MVP. He not only had 24 points, but he had 8 rebounds as well. You know, just a real special talent, an aggressive kid. Played a terrific tournament. But for us, we had, rebounding-wise, Adam Ward had 4, Talon had 3, Terwilliger had 1, Weinberg had a couple rebounds, Warner had 4, Marasco had 4 off the bench, you know, and Talon also had 8, or I'm sorry, 7 rebounds, I'm sorry, 7 assists, and Terwilliger had 3 assists, Warner had 3 assists, so, you know, good all-around team play. A lot of that came in the second half, and for us tonight, you know, Reese ended up with our MVP, and Warner got the Sportsmanship Award.
Very nice. Very nice. Great overall weekend for the Bradford Owls. We'll look to keep the momentum going. I believe you said is it Tuesday night, Jason, Warren?
It's the 3rd.
That'd be Wednesday night.
Okay, yep, I believe
so
it's the 3rd.
So Wednesday night over in Warren. I believe I'll be with you, and that'll be about a 7:20 start time.
Okay.
So, you got anything else, my friend?
No, I'll tell you. Again, good weekend for the Owls. You know, we know what Warren is. Warren is a team that's going to, you know, continue to test us. I know we just played them. I mean, they're on the court right now,
yep,
warming up.
Yep.
You know, we need opponents like that to get us ready for the district.
Yep.
Hey, listen, from what I understand, District 9 is wide open this year. It's been Clearfields for many years. Apparently, they're not the team that they have been in the past. That opens things up for any one of us.
Yep. Yep.
And that district title is up for grabs, and it would be great to finally bring one home.
So, Jason, it's been great that we dusted off the cobwebs from you and got you back in the booth. It's been a great weekend.
Yeah.
I know it's a good time. I'm glad we got to do it.
Thanks for letting me tag along.
So, once again, your final score tonight, Bradford Owls 58, Wellsville Lions 52. This is James Patrick signing off from the Joe DiCerbo Showcase. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.